Hey everyone, welcome into another Situation Remedy podcast brought to you by RoyceKingSports.com and powered by Anchor.fm. Today I want to talk to you about how a refreshed perspective activates reinforced power for it all to make sense of this journey we call life. Let me say that again. I want to talk to you about how a refreshed perspective activates reinforced power for it all to make sense on this journey we call life. That's what we're looking for, right? To make life make sense so that we can be successful, so we can see ourselves as a success. So then let's get right to it. I want you to go with me to the book of Joshua, the first chapter in verse 9. And it simply reads, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, nor be discouraged, for Yahweh, your Elohim, is with you wherever you go." Now, if you just pause for a moment right there, I just got to ask you a simple question. Did I not just refresh your perspective and activate the reinforced power for it all to make sense? I believe I did. And here's why. Let's go right back to that very same verse. If you have a Bible, if you go online and access any website, Bible.com, you can go to the book of Joshua, whether you are a religious person or not. You don't have to be religious to listen to this podcast. I am not religious. I'm just a person who believes, right? And I live what I believe, okay? So, look, just join me right here because this is about helping us accomplish what it is we are all desirous to do, and that is to make life make sense and to be successful. But I want you to know how success really does work, because while you're out here listening to a lot of good commentary and a lot of good information from a variety of sources, you are chasing success. You're in pursuit of success. And I want you to know that the secret to success that so many talk about is that you really do not have to chase after success. What you really should understand is that when you are in pursuit of the right thing for your life, success follows you. Well, what is that right thing? Well, here it is. Here's one of the many ways it is being presented in the Bible. And here's just one example. The book of Joshua, the first chapter, verse 9. I'll read it again. It says, "Have I not commanded you?" So the first thing you got to ask yourself, if you're a person who's not really versed in reading scriptures or reading the Bible, you don't attend a lot of church, you don't attend Bible colleges, schools of theology, and things of that nature, you might not know who is speaking here in this portion of the reading of the text. "Have I not commanded you?" And the speaker is Yahweh Elohim. To many, you would say it's God. God is speaking for those who believe that there is a God. And for those who don't believe there is a God, it doesn't mean you haven't had conversations about someone you don't believe in. So just count this as just another one of those entertaining conversations about a God you don't believe in. But he says, "Have I not commanded you?" And we all know what a command is. No one needs to be explained what a command is. Certainly, if you could find this podcast on any platform, whether it's iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or other, you know the working definition of a command. Whether it's to be instructed, whether it's to be ordered, it simply is to be told. If you need it to be softened, if you're feeling a certain amount of sensitivity, you want to lessen the blow, if you will. And this is not an abusive conversation or language, but it's just factual. Have I not commanded you? Where was the command? That Yah, short for Yahweh, you'll hear many of us use, or whether you say Yahweh. Yah simply said, be strong and courageous. This is very important when you're attempting to refresh your perspective on your life and where you currently are and what you're currently experiencing in and throughout your life. Those moving parts, the variables that are connected to your coworkers, your employer on the job, whether you're a person who is in school, whether it's your classmates, your professors, your teachers, whether you're a person who may happen to be hearing this podcast and you're on lockdown, whether you're in the jail, whether you're in prison, because I know that there are people who get access to get time in the lab where the computers are, where you can go online and you can hear certain conversations, right? And then whether you're in the military, you could be a soldier who's at your duty station. You could be deployed somewhere in the world. Regardless, we're talking about what it takes to have a refreshed perspective and how having a refreshed perspective will activate reinforced power for it all of your life to make complete sense to you. Why? Because Yah has commanded you to do what? He's commanded you to be strong and courageous. But he's intelligent. He's all wise. He's all knowing. And he understands our frailty. He understands our humanity. And immediately follows up with, do not be afraid nor be discouraged. In other words, don't be afraid, don't be discouraged. The actual absolute opposite of strength and courage is fear and discouragement. That's why it's there. It's not the creative writing skills of some man. It is the wisdom and the authority of an all-knowing, loving, and caring Elohim that inspired a man like you and I, a human being, to record and write the movement, the word, the breath of life that inspires us to do what it is that we do on a daily basis. It says, do not be afraid nor be discouraged, for Yahweh, your Elohim, Yah, your God, is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go. So I want you to take this thought right here for a moment. Take this into consideration, right? I've been ordered to be strong and to be courageous. I've been ordered, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Why? Because my Elohim is with me wherever I go. So let's tie that back into our most recent episode where it all makes sense. And we talked about our natural five senses along with its accompanying spiritual five senses. We talked about hearing. We talked about sight. We talk about smell. We talk about touch. We talk about taste, right? And I definitely want to encourage you that after you hear this particular pod episode, that you go on and listen to It All Makes Sense Now. Those are your five natural senses that we use and basically, in my opinion, we take for granted is what we do. We use them so frequently and so often that sometimes they just on autopilot, and we don't always aren't always acutely aware of our usage of those senses and how we could better navigate this journey in our lives to experience success, right? The partners, the match in the spiritual realm, in my opinion, is if you hear what? Hear a word, hear the voice. There it is. Have I not commanded you? Again, whether you believe or you don't believe, this is all important. This word is written not with an assumption, but with a knowing that you hear his voice. You're capable of hearing voices, that we all hear voices in our head, if you will. No matter who you are, whether you believe in God or if you don't, whether you believe in an Elohim or not, whether you acknowledge Yah by his name or not, we all have sound. There's a frequency, there's voices, there's something going on in your head and you hear it. So then there is a word, because whatever the language you were is your native tongue, whatever language you were raised to speak, to read, to write, and entertain, to communicate one with another, that sound, those words, you hear. So, one, the match is word and hearing. The second match would be sight, right? Seeing. The spirit is belief. What you believe, you can see. And most people, whatever they see, that's what they believe. Now, let's take into consideration and remember that not all of us have 20/20 vision. Some of us, like myself, wear corrective lenses, whether they be contact lenses or eyeglasses. Some are without sight, much like what I didn't discuss this particular time, if you allow me to go back really quickly with hearing. Some have limited hearing. Some people are hearing impaired. Some people are at a place in life where they're making use of hearing aids, not just due from old age, but some children, some are born into the world with limited hearing. So again, this is why I say we can't take these senses for granted, and we need to acknowledge the importance of, again, we have these senses for a reason. We were created in an image and a likeness for a reason, so that we might function at the highest level of our species. We are humanity, and humanity is higher than the animals, the beasts. For all those out there who like to talk about they on beast mode, I used to say that. Never again. Not on beast mode. I'm on human mode, you know. And the next step from there would be to be what? Yah-like. To be like my Elohim. I'm creating his image. I'm creating in his likeness. So that makes me a son of what? You say God. A son or a daughter. Children. We are children of the Most High. We are the children of Elohim, of God, right? So how do I best imitate my father? How do I best move and act and conduct myself with all of the resources and the attributes and the abilities of my father? Because I am made in his image and his likeness. That is a word that requires belief. That is something that you hear that requires you to not only hear it, but yet also see your way to it. So not only do we have sight and seeing, we have to have smell. What's important and unique about smell is that it is married to our obedience, our obeying. It's that bridge between having heard and seen, but now we have to have the all-important, here it is in verse 9, the all-important strength and courage to not be afraid or discouraged, so that we might advance to doing, we might advance to touching something, that we might advance to apprehending something or tasting something and seeing results. That bridge is the smell, right? Because if Yah breathe a breath of life, then it's not just something that is physical or tangible. Smells are usually aromas. They're clouds, if you will. If your eyes could happen to see steam rising from pots when people are in the kitchen and they're cooking, or if you ever seen someone out in the forest, whether they're burning wood or whether they're roasting something out in the wilderness, if you will, or a forest or on a campsite. I've been in the military. I had the unfortunate assignment at times to have to burn the excrement of myself and fellow soldiers because we had to get rid of it. So we had to burn it. That makes an odor. That makes a smell when you put things to a test or to heat, extreme heat. Everything gives off a fragrance. So in your life, when you are experiencing extreme test, if you will, you might call it pressure or obstacles or adversity, your life, your spirit, man, your behavior and response gives off a fragrance or an odor of obedience to a word or disobedience to what it is that you heard and believe. So as I progress, I'm trying to do this rather quickly now. Let's move on to touch. In the episode previously recorded, it all makes sense now. I didn't do enough. I didn't go deep enough. I really hit the surface because we spoke about touch as it related to your phalanges, your fingers and your toes. But let's go a little deeper and let's acknowledge the fact that whether you are with or without all of your digits, you can still feel, you can experience touch if you are not a person who is paraplegic and without feeling, meaning without sensory perception and sensitivity and functionality. But when you have that, you experience touch. Someone could touch you on your back. You can feel that. You acknowledge touch. So touch is about your sensitivity, not only in the natural, but obviously in the spiritual, right? So spiritually, that touch is what we want to adhere to work you're doing, right? What it is that you do, which you can put your hands to do, what you can put your mind to do, what you can put your body to do, what you can put your, even your voice, as I'm right now, my voice is doing work, not only in my life, but in your life, in your hearing. Even now, the words that I'm speaking are working on your behalf as well as mine, so that we might experience great success because we have decided that we will acknowledge and heed this word. What is that word? We have been commanded. He commanded us, you and I, to be strong and courageous. We've been commanded to not be afraid and to not be discouraged. So therefore, I'm not going to be afraid and I am not going to be discouraged. Why? Simply because my Yah Elohim is with me where I am and wherever I go. That being said, that brings us to tasting. Not only in the natural, but in the spiritual, I can taste and see, as the scriptures would say, that he is good, that his will is perfect, is it is acceptable, and it brings with it great satisfaction and success. That's what we're living for. That's what we're hearing. We're hearing so much in our spirits or in our heads because, one, we are trying to make sense and reclaim our purpose. Many of us are trying to reclaim purpose or reclaim the promises. That's why you have to have a refreshed perspective to activate that reinforced power, which is his spirit in you. I don't know how much word you read. I don't know what church you go to or attend. This isn't about church. This isn't about church attendance. This is about relationship probability. That it is probably more to your best interest to have a relationship with an Elohim as opposed to focused entirely upon the repeat processes of attendance in a building called a church and going through a cycle that leaves you wanting, that leaves you empty, empty-handed even, empty in your spirit. Lacking the growth and the development in its entirety, lacking the consistency of the presence and evidence that there is an Elohim that is with you wherever you go. So, listen, I just said a lot. I hope it was good for you. It's good for me. I could go on and on, but let's pause right here with this particular episode and let's close this out for today. And I want you to come back to this episode. I want you to go again, go back to Joshua and reread, if you will, Joshua chapters 1-9 and meditate on that, right? Just stay there for a while and review and continue to pray about it and do it daily, you know, and just random. But it's not random, because what I'm hearing is to just do it for the next 9 days. It's 9 verses. It's 9 days. And just, you're not trying to recreate or repeat. But what I believe the Spirit would like for us to do is to experience for ourselves, because some of you out there need your own experience. So here it is, outside of a church, outside of religion, outside of a religious mind. Here's just a person who is in relationship and believes that he can hear and he can speak and share a word, and you can hear and you could receive and decide to act on and execute that said word so that you too, like myself, might experience the blessings that have been promised to us if we would be obedient, or if we would hear and act on this very same word. It doesn't matter what your skin color is. It doesn't matter what your finance. Doesn't matter your education. Doesn't matter whether you're male or female. If you will hear this word and act on this word, what is promised with it will come to you and I. And neither one of us will lack or have to be without so that the other might receive the blessed promise. I challenge you to do that today. And I challenge you to do that for the next 9 days, to just review Joshua, the first chapter, verses 1-9, once a day for the very next 9 days. From the moment you hear this podcast, this particular podcast, is your day one, and I want you to count to 9, and then you could stop. It's that simple. It's not magic. It's nothing There's no evil. There's no malice. There's no wickedness. There's no ill intent. This is just so that you, like I, may continue to know, if you don't know, that Yahweh Elohim is very real and we are not alone. People are always concerning themselves with extraterrestrials and aliens and things of that nature. Well, I'm here to tell you, we are not alone. All right? So, with all that being said, thank you once again for listening to Situation Remedy Podcast. And regardless of what it is you're experiencing, I want you to know that the Situation Remedy is you.